You know, you talk about living our best lives. And one of the things, Amy, that we know is unavoidable in life is pain. And so one of the things that you address in the book is that as much as a lot of parents would like to, one of the things that mentally strong parents don't do is shield their children from pain.
Yeah, I think it's important for kids to know that it's okay to struggle sometimes, and I have the ability to deal with it. So whether your child's frustrated because he can't figure out a math problem, or she's anxious about something that's coming up next week, to let your child experience uncomfortable emotions sometimes. And that's not to say that we need to tell kids gory details of what's going on in the world, or you don't let your two-year-old touch a hot stove to teach him a lesson necessarily, but sometimes it's about saying it's okay to be uncomfortable. And when your child is able to know, okay, I'm scared, but that's okay to be scared and I can deal with it, it gives them confidence. And then when kids have that confidence, then as an adult, they're able to deal with stress better. There's study upon study that shows that kids who know I can handle discomfort can go out and conquer incredible things in life, but they need that confidence. And the only way to get that confidence is to have successful experiences when they're young. But it's hard to watch kids struggle. As a parent, we all just want to step in and say, you know, I'll rescue you. I'll spare you from that because you're a kid and I want you to enjoy childhood. But sometimes we do them more harm than good if we don't let them experience pain, at least in small doses, when they're young.
Mm. And can that end up with one of the results being, in addition to what you've already shared with us, the possibility of the child actually learning to fear pain and be paralyzed to the point where they don't learn to deal with it?
Absolutely. That when parents say, you know, gosh, I don't want you to be frustrated, or I don't want you to be afraid, and we rescue them, it teaches the child, you're too weak to handle these things in life, so you can't go through them. And then they grow up and they never step outside their comfort zone. They never do anything that could be uncomfortable because they think, I can't handle that. And that's a really powerful message we send to kids. But parents don't mean to send it, but we're teaching them that lesson. They develop that core belief that says, I can't handle that. I have to avoid difficult things because it's too tough for me. Unless we give them that confidence when they're young.
And one of the things that you share that helps parents help their children gain that confidence is by teaching them to recognize when pain is a friend compared to when pain is an enemy.
That's actually one of my favorite exercises in the book, because I think so often we tell kids that being afraid is bad or being angry is not good. But sometimes those things help us in life. You should be anxious if you're in a life or death situation, or you should be angry when you see somebody else is being treated bad. And just teaching kids that sometimes it's okay and that you can go through certain amounts of pain. There's a difference between, say, exercising when you have kind of sore muscles or running on a broken ankle. And the same is said with our emotions, to know for kids to learn, it's okay when I have a little bit of emotional distress to keep going. When I'm dealing with a big crisis or something is horrible and I'm in too much pain, maybe I need help. But when I'm just dealing with a little bit of distress, it's okay to keep going and I've got this handled.
Mm. I can see how that would be strengthening a child. And like you said earlier, helping to build confidence in the child that they can deal with life even when life becomes a bit painful.
Exactly. And we know that life is painful, that your child isn't going to have an easy ride throughout school and throughout adulthood, that there's challenges in life. But being able to cope with those challenges is definitely a skill that we can teach all kids.
Well, one more thing that I'd like to ask you about the section dealing with pain, just before you tell us a little bit more about the books again, and that is the fact that you let the parents know that they can actually help their children express their pain.
Yeah, to teach kids that it's okay to talk about whether they're angry, whether they're feeling distressed, but to just strike up a conversation. And for some kids, journaling is really helpful. Maybe you just give them a journal and they write. For some parents, it's about writing a journal back and forth. You have lots of kids that don't feel comfortable talking out loud, but they'll write it to you. And for other kids, it's just about teaching them, how do you draw pictures when you're sad, or how do you express yourself through artwork? lots of different ways people can express themselves, but when kids learn it's okay to express myself, it's okay to talk about these things, then they figure out it's not that scary. And as parents, to just validate their emotions, to say, I know that's really scary, and this is what we can do about it, rather than saying, oh, don't be afraid that you have that presentation tomorrow, it's not a big deal, then we dismiss kids' feelings. But when we just validate their emotions, it goes a long way to teaching them, I can handle this.
Mm. One of the things I love about that approach that you share with us as parents is that the children are learning at an early age that having emotions, sometimes experiencing pain, sometimes experience fear, etc., is not a sign of weakness.
Absolutely, that everybody possesses mental strength to a degree, and becoming mentally stronger is just about becoming more aware of your emotions. So often I hear people who tend to think that acting tough is the same as being strong. But when you act tough, you say, I don't have any pain, nothing bothers me, I don't have any emotions. But that's not the same as being strong. Being strong is about saying, yes, I'm really sad and this is what I'm going to do about it, or I'm really anxious about that, but I can do it anyway. And so I think for parents to make that shift, to make sure that you're raising kids who are strong and not just acting tough, can be quite empowering for kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book is entitled 13 Things Mentally Strong Parents Don't Do by Amy Morin. Amy, if you would, share with us again where we can get each of the books.
Both books are on sale just about wherever books are sold. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target, at the airport bookstores, Amazon, of course. Just about anywhere. If you Google Amy Morin or 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, you'll find tons of links of where you can buy it.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for having joined us to talk about this today. It's been a very inspiring and empowering day. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and wishing you much, much continued success as you continue to empower the world.
Thank you very much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, till next time.